You're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. A.A. Milne.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today, we dive into the world of Kelly Kruger Brooks, who is an actress, wife, mom, and essential oil enthusiast. She formulates essential oil blends and educates people on their uses, believing firmly that there is an oil for everything. We'll dive into testimonials, formulations, and more in today's episode. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from the Grow Space crew, and it's called the Pollen Hater recipe. To make the Pollen Hater recipe in a 10 milliliter roller bottle, combine 8 drops lavender, 8 drops lemon, 8 drops peppermint, and 8 drops copaiba. Add a carrier oil of your choice and apply topically. Thank you so much to the Grow Space crew for submitting your recipe to the DIY dugout. If you have your own recipe that you'd like to submit to our DIY dugout, you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win our monthly giveaways of a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite recipe ebook. Simply email us at diy@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Kelly Kruger Brooks, who is an actress, wife, mom of two girls, and a health and wellness enthusiast. When Kelly was trying to get pregnant with her first, she went down a rabbit hole about what our food, beauty products, and synthetic fragrances were doing to our endocrine systems. She made it her mission to help people get off chemicals. And that's when Madison Charles Oils was born, an online shop that offers essential oil blends, roller bottles, room sprays, and more. So, Kelly, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. So, how old are your girls now?
They are, Gemma just turned one, and Everly is three.
Oh, what a fun bunch. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So when you became pregnant with your first, that's sort of when your exploratory phase about this kind of chemical world and natural wellness may have begun. Were you already using essential oils at that point, or did that come about because of that experience?
I was already using essential oils at that point. I just didn't understand the extent of how much they would be a huge part of my life. But I did start using them. Actually, the story in how I got into essential oils in the first place was in 2017, I went to shoot a movie in Canada, and my co-star and I were on a flight together, and we both picked something up on the plane. Second day of shooting, we were not doing very well. And my makeup artist just happened to be an aromatherapist. And so she just started giving me and her spoonfuls of oils. And I was just like, I don't care. I'll take it. I'll try anything just to feel great. And the most incredible thing was that usually something like this would put me out for a week at least. And the symptoms would have been a lot worse, let alone being able to work, you know, 16 hour days, and we were shooting nights. So that's even more brutal, especially when you have something. And all of a sudden, my symptoms were getting better. I had energy, and I got over it in about 3 days. And I was like, what is this? And on top of that, my skin, I battled with acne for a very, very long time. And my skin was doing pretty bad. And she was advising me on different oils to use on my skin. And I always said, well, you can't use oil on acne prone skin because that makes you break out more, which is completely false. It's of course the type of oils that you put on your skin. And I flew back home thinking, okay, this essential oil thing is interesting and I'm going to look into it. I get off the plane and the driver who was picking me up from the airport, I mentioned I had a headache. And he said, oh, you know what? I have this incredible essential oil from France and I'm going to put some in your hands and you're going to smell it. And of course, like I got a little neurotic and put it on Instagram, like, you know, my driver's making me sniff something. And yeah. I don't know what it's going to do, you know, letting the world know, like, hey, something happens to me. But I did. And it actually was just a French lavender. So not necessarily something that would help headaches or that is specific for headaches, but it did help. And of course, it calmed me down. And I said, okay, this is kind of weird. Two essential oil, you know, kind of, if you want to say it, like signs from the universe. And I said, okay, yeah, I guess I'll look into it. And I was sort of still like, this is cool. And then a couple days later, I talked to my sister-in-law, who is into Ayurveda and yoga, and she's a therapist. And she starts telling me how she's gotten into essential oils recently. I was like, okay, I'm listening. Let's just see what this is. So I started dabbling and really just getting into the world of essential oils and trying out all the oils and testing out what works for what. And of course, I was fascinated and getting hooked. And my journey with clean products started a few years before this because I had met a woman who was a breast cancer survivor. And she was an esthetician and she was doing my facials, again, trying to help with my acne. And her mom was a biochemist, and she was just explaining to me how our skin is our largest organ, and everything that we put on it is absorbed into our system. And the chemicals in beauty products today they're not regulated, and we have to be very careful. And so I went on a whole clean beauty. I am a products junkie. I love beauty and makeup, and I do a lot of makeup tutorials on social media and stuff like that. I've always been really into it. And I went on a deep dive and I cleaned up all my makeup and I started just, you know, exploring the world of clean products at that point. But when I got into the essential oils in 2017, I realized that there was basically an oil for everything. When I started trying to get pregnant, I went on an even deeper dive because there was no reason why it shouldn't have been happening. And it did take us quite a while to get pregnant with our first. And I started just reading about everything, hormones and fertility in general and women and just basically what's been happening. And I started to go even further with, of course, cleaning up all my products, but not just the products at this point. Now it's the food and not using plastic and which I wasn't using very much of anyway, but little things that you don't think about, like if you get takeout from a restaurant and and it's in plastic and it's heated even for that short amount of time, all those chemicals are going into your food, which are then going into your body, which is affecting everything. So I just started doing all this research and I started creating these blends, and I created a couple months before I actually conceived with my first, I did create a fertility blend. And I started using the oils to help balance my hormones. And that's basically, I guess, when I finally did get pregnant was when I decided now is the time where I really want to make, I want what I've experienced with this. I want as many people as I possibly can reach to have the same experience, and whatever control I have over that, I would love to just make this available for them, basically.
That's beautiful. I have to ask, what is in your fertility blend?
Sclerescence, clary sage, and fennel.
That sounds like a beautiful blend. Is that a rollerball or just a blend? How do you recommend women use that?
It's a rollerball. And I rolled it on my, it's hard to explain over here, but it's basically on your ankles, like your fertility point where, you're sort of the pressure point that affects your uterus. So it's kind of like on your inner ankles. I'd roll it on my feet, on the tops of my feet, on the bottoms of my feet. I just kind of, but I would do it only the 2 weeks, prior to ovulation. So for the first half of my cycle, and then I would stop for the second half.
So Kelly, something you said earlier I thought was interesting was how you were learning about all these oils and realizing, oh my gosh, there's an oil for literally everything. I'm curious, what's your go-to resource or place when you have that question of, oh, I'm struggling with XYZ, how do I figure out which essential oil is for that or that I can experiment with?
So I do a ton of research. I do have a consultant who is an expert in oils. So I go to her to basically, if there's something that I don't know about, I mean, at this point, you know, I've been in this world for a long time. So I usually have a good idea, but if I don't, I go to her and I say, hey, what would be the best blend for this? Or what would be the best oil for this specifically? And then there is an app that I go to as well to kind of, you know, see what oils are the right treatment. I mean, because it's for anything. If you have a rash or you have, people don't think about going, everybody go, or I shouldn't say everybody, a lot of people go to over-the-counter meds and straight to a pharmacy when you don't realize that everything can be helped. I don't want to say treated, but with an oil blend. And that's what's so, that's the message I'm trying to get out there really is just, and for the non-believers, because I say too, on my Instagram all the time, I say, listen, if you believe in it, it's going to work. I do believe that too. I think, there's a lot of that, but, there are people who don't understand how essential oils work, how they get into the body, what they do. For example, we have a massage roller. Our massage in a bottle is our nature's tiger balm, right? So what I explain to people is if you, and not to speak poorly on tiger balm, but if you take something like a tiger balm, that is something that you put on topically that basically it's a Band-Aid. It numbs your skin, so it makes you think that it's taking the pain away. Whereas the massage, the oils get into your system within 20 minutes into your cells, and they're reducing inflammation and the pain from the inside. So it's not just masking the pain. It is helping the pain topically, but it's actually helping with the inflammation from the inside. And some people can't really understand the idea of that or how that is possible until you use them yourself and experience it. I want to share a story. Before I launched Madison Charles oils, I was making oils for everybody, anybody who would take them. Somebody had a headache, here, let me take this blend. Let me roll it on you, see what happens. My brother-in-law came to visit, and I had two dogs, Maddie and Charlie. We'll get into that later. And they were short-haired dogs, and they shed a lot, and he was having allergies. He was playing with them on the floor, and he couldn't stop sneezing, and he was just having horrible allergies. And I said, here, try this. I put a blend together. I rolled it on the back of his neck, behind his ears, and on his chest. About 7 minutes later, I said, hey, how are your allergies? And he looked at me, and he wasn't itchy. He stopped sneezing, and he was like, wait a minute, no, this can't be right. This isn't what? No, it's got to be a coincidence. And it worked. It really did work. Now, he could have taken any kind of anti-allergy medication, and I'm sure it would have worked as well with side effects and with, you know. So it's situations like that where I try to really get that message out that if you're open to trying it, and you have an open mind, because a lot of people are so used to being told that natural remedies don't work, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and unfortunately, it's because a lot of the times they don't, because a lot of the times it's either not the right quality, not the right usage, it's a company maybe being deceiving in what's going into their products. You know, I think that it still feels a little bit like the Wild West out there when it comes to health and wellness. And I've gotten to the point in my career where I've kind of accepted the fact that, you know, out of everything you read or hear or are marketed to, buy this, buy that, this pill, that supplement, that, you know, product, 80% of it's just frankly crap. It just doesn't work. It's just someone trying to make a buck or manipulate you or, you know, flaunt this or that research and skew it in a way that makes you think it's going to solve this. Anyway, but that's not to say that the other 20% of things out there, natural remedies, health and wellness things, aren't amazing and truthful and great and will work. But I think that maybe I've become jaded over the years being in this industry for so long. But I don't know if you've experienced that same thing where people just sometimes get off on the wrong product or the wrong company or the wrong methodology, and it doesn't work for them. And so they kind of just then throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, oh, it's all snake oil. It's all crap.
Of course. And that is frustrating, because I do explain to people when I am talking about my oils, for example, if you go to a health food store and buy an essential oil, you are not getting the same essential oil as you're getting from the products that personally that I am using. You are getting, there are other ingredients in there that are the oil itself isn't as pure. So it's not as medicinal. It is mixed with other things. It is, as we say, you know, sometimes double, triple dipped. So you're not getting the initial, you know, you're getting it much, you're not getting the initial strength of it. There's pesticides, there's all kinds of things that chemicals to preserve. There's all kinds of things in these oils or these oil blends that would prevent them from working, I think. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think it's sad sometimes that people get that false impression because of all of those myriad of possibilities that can come into contact with them.
Right.
So Kelly, what are just some of the stories you'd like to share about oils and how they've kind of changed your life or the life of those around you? I'm sure you have a million testimonials, but do any favorites come to mind?
They do. A few do. As far as personally how they've changed my life, it's taken away the anxiety of if I have something or an issue of not knowing what's inside the products, truly, right? Because we know that there can be a lot of things in products that we're unaware of. So for me personally, it's just knowing that I have a solution to any issues that I could potentially have. For me and my family, that's a big one. Even for my children, if they have sleep issues, or you know, I don't have to rely on something that I don't necessarily trust. So for me, it's been a game changer for me, my family, my friends. For the people around me and the people who use the oils, I cry when I get messages from people on how these oils have changed their life. And it truly makes me feel like, you know, I became an actress to really be what I needed when I was a little girl going through a really hard time and needing, you know, the examples and the inspiration. And I looked to movies. I looked to actresses that I wanted to be like. I looked to stories that would, you know, you take someone who's maybe broken in the beginning and goes through an arc and becomes the hero in the end. It got me through a lot of hard times. And when I started doing this, it sort of felt like the same, if not even bigger message, when I can take somebody who has some kind of issue and help them in this way. And they come to me and they say, wow, you know, one that sticks out is there was a mom to an autistic teenager who was on very strong meds for migraines and other issues. And she started using a few of our rollers. And she said she's never seen him respond this way. He's sleeping. They're working so well. And she's so grateful. I mean, I get the chills when I talk about it. Or there was another mom. It's mostly when it's people who have been struggling for so long. Another mom had her daughter on allergy meds till she was 17. And she tried our breathe roller and she's off the meds and on the breathe roller. My own mother, okay, had horrible pain from TMJ. She has she crushed her ankle when she was 16 in a ski accident. So her ankle is sort of held together with pins. So she has chronic pain in her ankle. She gets migraines. She was sort of my test subject. She uses our sleepy roller. She sleeps incredibly. Her TMJ pain has gone away from the sleepy. She uses the anxiety. I mean, she most recently lost her dog of 15 years and she was having a really, really hard time. The anxiety roller helped calm her, get her through that. She uses our massage roller on her ankle. That has helped her inflammation and her pain and our migraine for her headaches, as well as the female roller, which is to help balance hormones for, you know, any kind of PMS or menopause or any kind of hormonal stuff. So she's sort of, when I see how much it's changed her life and how much these oils help her, it's truly just inspiring. My stepdad and my husband both, you know, pulled their backs out, not at the same time, but at different times. And my stepdad was a skeptic. He definitely was somebody who was more on the other side of things. And he started using the rollers, obviously, because I'm his daughter. And he had pulled his back out. And usually when he has this specific injury, he is out for about 3 weeks. He used the massage roller and he was better in 3 days. And he said, that's what made him a believer. He was just like, I'm blown away by this. This is something I can't believe I haven't been on this sooner. And you know, I've had teachers come to me and say, thank you so much. I'm in the classroom. I've never gone a whole school year and not gotten what the kids have and what's going around. She was using our immunity oil, this specific teacher. And then I posted about it and other teachers started using it. They weren't catching what was in the classroom using immunity. So It's just daily. I get messages from people, especially with the sleepy roller and people who have insomnia and have gotten off of any kind of sleep meds. Personally, I can say when I was pregnant with Everly, when I first got pregnant, finally, I went to go do a movie and I was, you know, first trimester, not telling anybody I was pregnant except for our producers. And of course, having issues sleeping anytime I'm on any job, especially when there's a time difference and I have to travel, sleep is really, really difficult. And I would not have gotten through it without this sleepy roller, without the ability, you know, to be able to use something for my first trimester nausea. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's just, and you know, of course, not all oils are safe to use during pregnancy. Not all oils are safe to use around pets. You have to do your research and know, and of course, consult your doctor. When I found out I was having a girl, you know, and of course, it's hard to say consult your doctor because a lot of, you know, Western doctors don't necessarily believe in oils. My OB had said, you know, you need to be careful with lavender because it's estrogenic. So if you're having a boy, you want to kind of stay away from lavender. And you know, there's all kinds of different schools of thought with that. So you want to do your own research. And I always tell people that, but it's, you know, they're really good, much better options. I'd rather roll an oil on knowing it's natural and could have potentially the same effect than take a pill. That's just where I'm at, you know, and where I hope a lot of people are
there as well. There's a lot more awareness today on the side effects and potential dangers to medication. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm in that world more, but I see people kind of less prone to just pop a pill, pop a pill, pop a pill. You know, there's more of a awareness now on the danger, you know, even the dangers of over treating with antibiotics and the ramifications that we're going to have to live with for a long time with superbugs and things like that. People are a little like more aware, which is good. Kelly, would we recognize any movies that you've been a part of?
I've been a part of, if you watch Hallmark or Lifetime or Netflix, I have a couple Christmas movies on different, you know, Amazon Prime. A Very Corgi Christmas is on Amazon. Hallmark is From Friend to Fiance, if you're a Hallmark fan.
Last Christmas, my sisters and my mom and I did a Hallmark Christmas movie drinking game. It was quite hilarious. And we printed out, It was like the bingo card of Hallmark Christmas movies and all the sort of taboos and staples that come along with it. It was fun. It was
really fun.
That's great. But congratulations on the career. That's fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah. And most people would recognize me from Young and the Restless or Bold and Beautiful. I don't, you know, if anybody's soap fans, that's really where I started and where most people recognize me from. But yeah, I love both. I love doing TV. I love doing movies, and it's just, you know, it's my passion. So.
Well, that's great. Well, I have one last question I wanted to ask you, Kelly, before we move on to our closing questions. And that's just about the research and the methodology that goes into the creation of your blends. You know, how long does it take you to kind of land on a formulation? And also kind of two-part question, how do you source those oils to create those blends?
So the blends are really depending on, so the inspiration that I get from the blends is really from the fans and from the people. So how we started was we started with five main oils, and that's like the main bundle that we started with. And to be honest with you, I didn't think that anybody would buy them. And that's the truth. I had started a t-shirt, an apparel line the year before or 2 years before that. And it was sort of like motivational quotes on t-shirts, inspirational things. And it didn't do well. Nobody really bought them. They weren't really into it. So when I decided to make these available, because I just said, you know what, this is life changing for me. I did get I launched the oils. Basically, I got pregnant in January. I launched them in December of 2018. So right before I got pregnant in 2019, knowing that, you know, this needs to be out there. And I started with five oils thinking, you know, let me just, if in case this can help somebody, let's just put it out there. And I put them on my blog, and I could not believe we sold out, I mean, 2 days in, and people started using them and coming back and saying, hey, do you have an oil for migraines? Do you have an oil for, I need an oil for my thyroid. Is there an oil for this? Is there an oil for digestion? Is there an oil for this? And so I took the inspiration from them. And then I went and did research. I went and consulted my expert and we just created the blends. And to, from start to finish it, you know, between testing everything and so what I like to do when we create a blend is I always test it on myself first. And so we create the blend, we come up with the number of drops and what we're using, and then we make sure that the smell is where I want it to be. And then I test it on myself for about a month to make sure that it works and if it's working on me. And if it's something, for example, that let's say, you know, I don't have something like chronic migraine. So I would test it on someone who does, like my mom, or if it's joint pain or digestive, if I've, you know, I don't necessarily have stomach issues, I'm going to go find somebody who does and sort of test it, have them be sort of my test subject to see if it helps and if it works. And then once I know that it does, usually I do that for about a month, then I'll put it out and have people try it and feedback constantly. You know, the thing about my social media community is, we really are a tight-knit community, and I check DMs, I talk to everybody, I try to answer as many as possible. And when I launch a new oil, the first thing I say is feedback. I want to hear back from you. How is it working for you? What do you, you know, what do you think of the this? Obviously, because for some people, when they come into this world, it's really, I'm sort of pushing whatever you do, if you don't want to use them for therapeutic benefits, at least use them as great smelling perfumes that don't have toxic chemicals in them. So, and then you'll get the benefit of the therapeutic, you know, you'll get the therapeutic benefits and then you're sort of getting a two for one. So the smell is very important. I want to make sure that, that it smells really good. I also like to layer different ones on top of each other to make sure that those kind of go well together. Cause a lot of people like to wear multiple rollers at the same time. And for anything topical, like we have the skincare, that was all, I test them on myself. Like I said, I battled with acne for so long. I used one of our glow blend, which is for acne. It has frankincense and geranium. It's for acne and aging and hyperpigmentation. Of course, you know what these ingredients, what these oils do, and what rose oil does for your skin. I was using those personally before I launched them. That was back in 20, you know, when I started getting into it in 2017. So I used it for, you know, a year and a half on my skin and could not believe what my skin looked like after using these every day. So usually that's the inspiration comes from the people basically and what they want and what I want too. I mean, our body oil, for example, is I was searching for a body lotion that smelled a very specific way because I can't do any fragrance that is, you know, I get horrible headaches. I can't do it. And I always kind of wanted a citrus vanilla kind of smell. I couldn't find it. So I created it. I made one that I wanted to use that reminded me of a day at the beach that was hydrating, but not greasy. That would help, you know, firm the skin and help with any kind of stretch marks or anything that, you know, especially during pregnancy and that would also help with free radicals. And so I just put all that together and I just created the body oil. And the body oil is one of our, it's so popular that we created the roller bottle to go along with it because people wanted to smell like that all day. So really that's where all of it comes from is the people who are using them, the fans of the line and that my community basically.
Yeah. And how do you source the oils that go into your blends?
So legally I can't say, but I'm sure your audience will kind of get an idea of they are the, we use the highest grade, cleanest, guaranteed seed to seal essential oils that you can get out there.
I think I might know who that is. Well, yes. Fabulous. Thank you for sharing that. That's very informative.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, Kelly, this has been so much fun. I really appreciate you spending the time with us here today. And before you go, we always like to ask a couple closing questions. The first is, what's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
So I try to meditate. That has been a game changer for me. I do try to meditate every single day. I've also gotten my three-year-old daughter into it. We do our meditations in the morning. So I'll do my own, of course, and then her and I do our little quick meditation where we sit and we talk about what we're grateful for, and we do affirmations, and we do a little visualization, and she's been loving it. And I love that I can instill that in her at such a young age to give her the tools as she gets older. So meditation is a big one for me personally, and it really changed a lot for me. And then the other self-care thing is, you know, movement, working out. I like to do cold showers. I do sauna blankets. So a lot of just taking that time, especially as a working mom of two, I need that time to, you know, for myself, and the workouts and the cold showers really, really help with all of that.
And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I would love everyone to ditch inflammatory seed oils and replace it with avocado or olive oil. I just, based on my research, and again, everything that I preach is I test on myself first. And when I see changes or something works for me, I want to scream it from the rooftops, because I'll do years and years and years of research on something, and I just want people to just know how they need to do it as well to change their lives. And inflammatory oils, canola oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, all those oils that are in a lot of things, it's very hard to ditch them completely because they're in everything today. But if you can be a little bit aware and read labels, and especially when you have it in your control, use the organic, you know, avocado oils and extra virgin olive oil, I do wish that people would sort of jump on that train a little more. And then, of course, synthetic fragrances, replace those with essential oils. I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Well, Kelly, this has been fabulous. I know people can find you on Instagram. Where would you like to send people if they want to get started in your world? Do you have any freebies, newsletter? What's the best place for people to get started?
We do, yes. So if you go to kellykrugerbrooks.com, that is my website, and you can sign up for the newsletter. Through the newsletter, you will get so many fun things, discounts on oils, discounts. I have a monthly 4-week journal. It's called Just Get It Done Planner. And it actually has essential oils in there, like your oil of the week to use, that go along with all the oils. And it's really great meal planning, grocery lists, because that's how I get things done, is literally writing everything down. So when you sign up for the newsletter, you get discounts on the planner, you get all kinds of great things. And then if you go to Kelly Kruger Brooks and you want to order some oils, just for your listeners, we have a discount code, and it is Revolution, and that will get you 15% off all oils.
Fabulous. Well, thank you again, Kelly, for spending your time with us here today on the Essential Oil Revolution. We so appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It was so great to be here.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you've got an extra 2 minutes on your hands right now, we would highly appreciate you leaving us a rating or review wherever you're listening and sharing us with a friend. Thank you so much in advance. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.